Detecting diabetes is about to get a whole lot easier. A Kiwi company has created a revolutionary technology called Thea, which uses AI to examine blood vessels in the eye to detect disease. To tell us more about it, I'm joined by founder and CEO, Dr. Ehsan Vagefi. Hi there, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you, Jesse?
Good. Could you say your name for me, please, so I get it right?
Yes, you did. No, it's Ehsan. And it's a Persian name, it's an Iranian name.
Ehsan Vagefi.
Yeah, yes.
Tell us about this technology. Is it a game changer?
Well, we believe it is. So our technology is an artificial intelligence that can detect signs of diabetes in the eye. So we can imagine its implications. We think that this technology can be present in as many places as you have somebody who can operate a camera. We're talking about pharmacies, GPs, MRIs. Suddenly, we believe that our technology can enable access to diabetic screening much better, much more prevalent across this country and around the world.
How does it work?
Oh, that's a good question. Usually, when a human being a specialist, looks at an image that could be an image of the back of the eye, the human brain just interprets images holistically. So you will be looking for signs of disease that are obvious. Obviously, clinicians and highly trained clinicians will have a much better eye looking at these sort of images. Artificial intelligence looks at an image pixel by pixel. A disease like diabetes changes the blood vessels all around the body in a very, very minute way. And the back of the eye is the only place that you can photograph it. So you can imagine that in a single photograph, you can see very early signs of diabetes that a clinician's eye may probably not be trained to spot that.
Right. Possible even that you don't know what this technology is seeing. It learns itself. That's the point of AI, huh?
Well, correct. So AI is a black box in nature. There are certain controls that you can apply, and there are certain sort of checks and balances you can have. But yes, you're right. At the end of the day, it sort of observes something that a human being cannot. I mean, we have gone through several clinical trials here in New Zealand and overseas to make sure that our AI really sees what we think it sees.
We're talking about type 1 or type 2 diabetes, or both?
Both. Diabetes, regardless of the nature, changes our vasculature and our cardiovascular system. And then it leads to a whole lot of other issues, like majority of people with diabetes also have hypertension, and that could lead to a whole lot of other diseases that are not because of diabetes, but somehow linked to diabetes, and we can detect pretty much all of those diseases.
Is there anything like this internationally?
Absolutely not, not at this point of time. So our company, we are just about to enter the U.S. market in the next few weeks. And there's going to be a whole lot of announcements coming out. We think our technology is a breakthrough technology. We are working with FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, to register our product in the U.S. market. And we think that our technology has no equivalent anywhere in the world at this point of time.
Wow. Is it reliable compared to other forms of diagnosing diabetes?
Well, that's a very good question, actually. So the current gold standard of detecting diabetes are blood sugar measurements, and there are different forms of blood sugar measurement. The issue with these is that, you know, a human blood sugar level, or the blood sugar level in a human body, can fluctuate during the day, during the week. So that's why currently, if you really want to detect diabetes and you have to have one of these blood tests, they tend to have more than one across several weeks, just to make sure that they're looking at an average of a blood sugar level in your in those tests. The thing about the images from the back of the eye are that the changes are, because of diabetes, are almost permanent in that they don't fluctuate during the day or during the month. So, for example, if you've had sort of a bad diet for a month or two, if you do a blood test, it will probably show up as abnormal levels of blood sugar levels. But that doesn't change the back of the eye, the vascular in the back of the eye, and the other way around. So we believe our technology not only can detect the signs of diabetes, but because it focuses on the long-term effects, it's much more reliable.
Great. Well done. Good luck with those overseas sales, and we're proud to hear that it was developed here in New Zealand. Isan, thanks so much.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.
Dr. Isan Fagefi with a new AI technology that can detect diabetes.